Welcome, everybody, to Halfway to Heroes, episode 26 of Campaign 2. Barry, what happened in 25?
Oh, man. Okay. So we finished killing the big giant lobster thing. And then all I remember is that we, you know, just decided where we were going to start heading out. We rolled out pretty much, wasn't it?
Yep.
All I remember is sea cow shakes with peanut butter and explosive doors.
I think that was a couple episodes ago.
Dude, that a couple episodes ago?
Are we talking about when the door when the door blew me a new fucking
Yeah, when you
asshole?
Said, do not read.
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago.
No, Pendle read it, I'm pretty
sure.
And
he said peanut butter milkshakes. That was from the fucking fish town.
That was from the fish town.
That was like a year ago.
That was when we were in that little, like, what was it? What was it called? The dude's name, I mean.
Oh, something Sharky.
No, it wasn't Sharky. It wasn't Sharky.
Johnny thought I would name a shark character Sharky.
You might, man. You might.
He ripped pretty hard on a skateboard.
Oh, no. Here comes Skeleton-y. Oh. Damn Vampire-y.
Sharky.
Hate that, dude.
Hey, Sharky's better than Vampire-y.
Okay, yeah, we don't have to recap the whole campaign yet, but yeah, pretty much.
I'm talking about the dude who ran the town.
Oh,
his name was like
Uncle Schnurkel.
Schnurkel, that's what it was.
And it was Schnurkel's place or something like that.
Yeah,
I forget his
yeah,
name. Okay. But okay, yes, vampires were running low on blood when you got there to see what you could do to help them out so that they could would sign up to join your army that you're forming. Got there, they were all super weak, said that the goblins usually send them blood to drink and in exchange for weapons, but the goblins haven't been picking it up. Went to go check on the goblins. Turns out that they cooked up a monster and threw it in the Colosseum and just fed half their town to it. So that's why they haven't been sending blood. Killed the monster, told Klug with 4 O's to go ahead and chop up the bodies and send the blood to Alex. Bada bing, bada boom, you got goblinoids, you got vampires, you're good to go. Started to kind of look at your... Okay, let's say for in-person sake, character sake, you guys have a map. Maybe it's a rough map. Maybe you got it from Fantasy Amazon or Asmodan, whatever we called that place. But you guys do have a map where it shows, like, these factions. So, like, that way we have a like, believable reason how you guys are, like, getting around so well and heading right towards towns and stuff.
All right. I think it should look, like, so shitty. Like a school kid drew pictures on it, and that's the quality of the map that we have.
You know
like
what it is?
Areas.
It's this fucking map that we drew.
Yeah, this one. Okay, yeah.
It's like that's Ugh. What that, this is. What you guys have printed out is this shitty little map, and you guys in character just as well as out of character also have to decipher what every little symbol means.
Okay, so
like, oh, is this is that a lobster? What is that? Oh, who put this giant wiener over here?
Okay. All right. So where in the setting are we? Should I hit my?
You all are pretty far to the northeast, right below where there's the swamps. And then beyond the swamps, there's a portal, there's the 3 waypoints that connect 3 various spots, in Severed Key, and one of them is above the swamp, and then also Mimic Town, which am I getting that right? Is it called Mimic Town, or did we not name it?
I don't know if we ever named it.
Okay, Mimic Town seems a little on the nose. They usually like to blend in, so they probably wouldn't want people to know that they're all mimics. So
just
maybe
make it not Mimic Town.
Oh, like a misdirect. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Definitely not Mimic Town.
but then you might be double bluff. Okay. Either way, we'll jump right in with you guys, like, looking at this map, planning the next adventure, and then from then on, we'll do our normal travel stuff. We'll roll, see how far you guys are going to make it in each day and all that fun stuff.
All right. So, are we ready?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
So you guys want to go see that alligator with sunglasses?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
What alligator?
Look up here to the north.
Hell, man.
Who are you whispering to?
That's a crocodile,
we're just
kind of
standing around here in a circle. There's no one around, so I didn't have to yell.
Is that a crocodile or is it a lizard?
Crocodile, man.
It looks like a crocodile with sunglasses.
You don't want to mess with crocodiles.
As long as they're not crocodiles, I say we're safe to pass.
We might be good.
Stupid crocodiles.
What's that long thing to the right there next to the crocodiles?
I think that's a stingy, man.
A stingy?
His stingy. His thing-a-lang.
No, not this part on the crocodile. This part.
Oh, next to it.
Yeah, what is that thing?
That is a lighthouse that I drew.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Guys, I don't think this is one big crocodile. I think those are like little ponds or something.
Like a swamp.
Probably swampies, yeah.
I think the cartography place hired a new cartographer.
I mean,
and he just didn't know what he was doing.
This is the best map I've ever seen, so hats off.
Sure.
Well, it's either through the crocodiles or the big tower of something there.
Are the portals on the map?
Yeah, the little blue squiggly ones.
Yeah, I think so. I think it would make sense. If everything else is on the map in canon like we just made up, then I think you guys would see the portals too.
Because we haven't found a portal yet, right? It's just the three?
No, this would be the first one that we're coming across.
Do we know about the portals?
That's what I was asking. Like, do we know what they are, or do we just see the little symbol?
Maybe you guys...
Like, hey, what the hell's that?
See the symbols, don't know exactly what they are.
We'll figure it out.
But, if you got there, you'd be able to figure it out. Let's do that. Let's say that, like, you don't know what the cartographer meant by... I actually do like that. Do like that your characters have to... Put
figure
context clues together, yeah, and be like, I think this is where the crocodiles live.
Crocodiles.
Well, that spirally symbol looks some kind of hypnotic thing. I say we go talk to the crocodiles and ask them about it.
Maybe it's a cinnamon roll.
Oh, giant cinnamon roll. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wish I could eat.
No, just a moment of silence because...
Pindle candy.
All right, guys, let's head to these crocodiles.
Let's get to getting.
Do we have everything we need, guys?
Yeah, let's get on the cart.
Wait, we got a cart?
How did I forget about the fucking cart?
Where'd this cart come from?
Don't you remember? I got the little tow cart thing.
The railroad cart.
Yeah, and it just magically puts tracks in front of it, and then they disappear from
the
back.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
It's so cool. We forgot about it and thought it was cool.
Yeah, who is pumping it? And I don't mean masturbating. Nobody's masturbating.
I'll get on one side.
I think me and Marcus was.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Because it's nighttime, right?
Okay, so we did talk about this last travel encounter you guys had. We said now that Marcus, you guys concocted some kind of wild scheme to pretty much get Marcus infinite suntan or sunscreen. And so now we said it's really up to you guys if you want to do nighttime travels or daytime travels. I think last time you guys decided to still stick to night. So I think we're still traveling at night.
It just makes sense.
I don't know. I know. Doesn't Warforge only have to like sleep for 4 hours instead of the eight?
I think you have to do the full time, but you're in like a meditative state. Like you're so still, like aware. You still got your eyes. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we haven't done this in forever. Let me pull up the travel rules real quick. And can everybody roll me a D20? I believe a survival check.
I'm not going to do it first because I guarantee the first one's going to be low.
12.
Oh.
That's not that bad.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Oh.
Watch me. I'm going to be a nat 1. I got a 12 too.
Oh. 22.
What's the plus 5?
Survival.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wisdom.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Oh, shit. Plus 7.
What? What? Mm-hmm. Plus 7?
So what?
Dude, is a fish that lives in the sewers. He has to survive.
Yeah, plus 1.
No, my survival's a plus 4. My bad. Oh, I don't know why I thought it was plus 7. Still.
That would have been funny, though.
16 total.
Barry didn't roll. We lost Barry.
We lost Barry. Oh,
he said Barry's be right back.
Barry's taking a poop. Oh.
You got to leave that in, too.
If you walk away from the recording, we can say you're pooping. Them's the rules.
Right. I'm either getting a beer or pooping.
I think we've talked about you pooping before, too, a couple times.
More than once, probably.
Okay, so this gives me the perfect opportunity.
I got a question. Are we really only level 6 already, still?
Yeah, and you see how fucking brutal we are?
Yeah, you guys just leveled up last one.
What?
Yeah, at the very end of the last episode, you guys leveled up. Okay, so this is the perfect time to talk about how I may have initially fucked up the travel miles a bit.
I knew it.
Okay, so look, you guys are currently on day 19 out of 365, and you have recruited 1, 2...
A third of this map.
3, 4 people in about a tenth of the time or so.
Well, four factions, right?
Yeah, not just four dudes.
One person from each faction.
They have all been... That was another question. They have all been sending representatives to the castle. From Misty Falls, it was Barry Bones, right? Barry Bones went to the castle?
Oh, yeah. I remember Barry Bones.
Okay, Barry Bones. Okay. I wanted to verify that. You know what? Yeah, what if, I don't know, it seems like that could make sense. If you guys are currently a tenth of the way through the timeline and like a fourth of the way through the factions, a fifth of the way through the factions, some things may happen that, you know, slow you down a lot more. Okay, you know what? Never mind. Forget I said anything. I think this travel number should work, actually.
Oh, he just figured out how to kill us.
I found your one weakness. Bebop, hip-hop, I need you to roll me a survival check.
39 plus Johnny's 22.
Yeah, so it's 12 plus 22, which is 34.
61, I think.
Plus Dustin? We'll go at 61.
61, 64.
What?
Total?
Where'd you get 64?
That's fine. Right. That's still in the same bracket.
22, you said 13, Sean said 16.
13 plus 13 plus 16 26. Plus 22.
It's 42 plus 22 is 64.
Welcome to the math channel, ladies and gentlemen.
21 all day long.
Welcome back to MG Mathing.
Okay, so that's 25 miles a day.
Like 2.5 days.
Yeah, that's, yeah, it's, Wait, how'd you?
24 what? Hours, right? You're trying to get to 64?
Yeah, but we travel 25 miles a day.
Yeah. No. And it's about 70 miles away. So, yeah, I think that would be 2 days, right?
Almost 3 days.
We walk 20 miles a day?
Yeah, dude.
25
Man, miles. You guys are carrying me after 3 miles.
Dude, you got a ball. They can just push you.
Yeah, we got a freaking train car, dude. Yeah.
Wait, aren't you guys dragging me?
You're
something?
Just on like
you
a
guys
ring,
are pumping
dude.
It on the car.
Yeah, you should see our calves
pumping it on the car.
That's what charges me. They roll my ball while I'm just rolling no, the back.
While and they pump it.
Yeah, Pendle has regenerative, whatever the fuck you would call it, charging
rechargeable battery.
Oh, if we find a hill, I'm ready.
And he has an accelerometer, so you can't tip over.
That's probably really, really lucky.
Are you like a weeble, and you wobble, and you don't fall down? Like if you push over your ball, you just come back up?
A what?
A weeble wobble, man.
A weeble. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. You ever seen those little things?
No, I've heard that before, but I've never seen that thing.
Yeah, it was like a little toy that had like a round bottom, like a ball almost. And if you pushed it, it would just like... Go back.
Well, no, it was like an inflatable.
Oh, like the punching bag dude with the big red nose?
Yeah, but it was like, they were tiny. Like, you know, they were like an action figure, I think. I don't think they were huge, were they? No, I
don't remember that. The one I had was inflatable, and like, it was as tall as I was. I can't remember how fucking old or tall I was. But you punched it, it fell backwards, and it came right back up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit off topic, boys.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Hey, it's been a while.
Right? It has been a while.
It has.
Yeah, exactly 2.5 days travel time from the Colosseum to when you first make it to the swamp. So it's going to be a 2.5 day journey, depending on how long this next stuff takes. But when you all start to kind of transition from that like open fields to then it starts to get whatever makes a swamp swampy, you know, like more liquidy, nasty water, stagnant water. Once you start hitting that, you guys realize that this map probably isn't exactly the scale that you're looking at right now. And also, I think... You have no clue just from this map where exactly in the swamp is like any group of people at all. You don't know where the actual lizard folk are in the swamp. By the way, do we have a name for the swamp? I forget who drew that.
Oh, Dirty Dan Swamp.
What?
Dirty Dan Swamp. Dirty Dan apostrophe S space swamp. Yes. Dirty Dan swamp.
Oh, and this can be God. This could be Dan's Pinhead's here. Tower.
No, oh, that's God. Dirty Dan's Tower.
And it's gonna be Pinhead's Tower right next to Dirty Dan's Swamp. Because there were arch rivals, remember?
Yeah, landmarks, man. Come on.
This place is called Dirty Dan Swamp?
Dirty Dan Swamp. I like that.
Alright. I can't wait for y'all to meet Dirty Dan, I guess.
No, I don't
want to
meet him.
I want to meet Dirty Dan. He looks like he's wearing sunglasses, and I think he's going to be a chill alligator, dude.
So I also, I guess we'll get there when we get there. So you guys have made it to swamplands. We'll say that. So if you guys are traveling at night, you guys make it to like the entryway to the swamplands probably 2-3 hours into day number. So you've traveled 2 full days. It is now day number 3 when you actually start to reach the swampland. And it doesn't take more than like 20-30 minutes of walking into the swamp that you guys realize that it's going to be pretty hard to find. Wait. The town's name is Dirty Dan Swamp?
That's a town?
Yeah. Or is the town built around the swamp?
So the swamp is called Dirty Dan Swamp. I meant to ask earlier, and I'm now realizing I accidentally asked what for the swamp's name. I meant to ask like the name of like a city or town or wherever you guys would think like all the lizard folk people, the swamp boys.
Longclaw Lagoon.
Okay, so it's Long Claw Lagoon in
Long Claw Lagoon.
Yeah, Dirty Dan was drunk one night. He went in the swamp and never came back.
How about just Long Claw? Because Long Claw Lagoon.
I like the alliteration.
Yeah. Yeah. Long Claw Lagoon.
Okay. Well, I got some notes to add real quick. Long Claw Lagoon is inside Dirty Dan's swamp. Okay.
That sounds gross.
Wait, it's in his swamp?
Yeah, you guys are in his swamp, too.
Wait, does he have multiple swamps or is it just one big swamp?
As far as you know, he's only got one swamp.
And we're going to meet Dirty Dan.
How do we know which one's... Oh, okay.
It is the swamp. This swamp is like as big as all of Misty Falls and all of Fishtown.
Well, I can see right now it's bigger than the Coliseum right there.
It's bigger than the this place is absolutely massive. This swamp, and it's bigger than the outside settlements and everything. So you guys start making it in about halfway through. Trying to figure out exactly where Long Claw Lagoon is. When you start to hear splashing, like heavy splashing into water, you start to hear frogs croaking.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like big frogs.
Like earth-shattering ribbits? Or like...
Big enough to ride?
Okay. So if you took the decibel level of a little frog... A regular frog, and you held it in your ear, and it croaked in your ear. You would think that thing, compared to its sound, scale wise, would mean that these frogs are like human size, almost.
So big enough to ride.
I was just about to say we gotta ride one of those.
Guys, these are the big croakers.
Are they coming towards us right now?
No, it sounds like they're like swimming.
I want to do it like a...
You actually hear what sounds like a frog ribbit that just for a second you mistake for a laugh.
All right, I want to do a little recon. Just sneak up and see if I can find him.
All right, roll me a stealth check, Marcus.
The Budweiser frog. Oh my God, a 10?
A 10.
Terribly tonight. And I rolled a 10.
I rolled kind of like a perception check for the frogs. And since they're like, it sounds like they're like having a party and swimming. I rolled with disadvantage, hoping that maybe, you know, maybe they're distracted enough not to hear Marcus clunk, clunk, clunking through. But even with disadvantage, I got a 12. So Marcus, I think you step on like a branch. And as you do, just you see, you can see through like the foliage of the swamp. One of the frogs that wasn't quite in the water swimming, it was hanging out on a lily pad, just lounging. It looks at you, and all the other frogs quit making any noise.
Hey! hi.
It sits on its butt like a dog, and is like waving an arm at you.
What? Come on! Don't be shy.
Okay, they can only see me, right? Can I see anybody else?
No, they only see you. I think the other three would be far back enough.
Okay, so I'm like reaching back with my hand in the air, like, guys, stop! And telling you guys to stop. And then...
My name's Tad.
Yeah, hi. My name's Marcus.
Come closer, I can't hear you from back there.
Oh, sorry, hang on. Do I climb down? Am I on like a cliff thing or...
I don't know how much of swamps are like solid land and how much is like you're waist deep in water. You know what I mean?
Oh God, be
I've never been to a swamp.
They're scary.
No, I haven't either.
They're scary, man. Them alligators and crocodiles just pop up like
you
nothing.
You guys are looking for alligators.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, they're
We've
just
been
there.
To a swamp? Or no, that was just me and Dustin.
We've been to a swamp.
I went to like real swamps, and there's not a lot of land in some of them.
Okay. Well, you can be on whatever. If you want to be like in like ankle deep water or something and like hiding behind the trees or what. They're in a pool that's definitely a little bit deeper. because they're like diving into the water and like dipping under. Right. And so like
shouldn't
the size
drip
of a human.
Have advantage if we're in water?
And I could probably speak to those turtle or those frogs.
Those turtles.
Them you frogs. You could probably command them, man.
So yeah, he is calling over, and I think Marcus, you were trying to figure out what the approach was. It was just you'd just be like waiting over, and like they're like between there's a couple trees between you guys.
I mean, I'm gonna walk towards Ted. I'm just gonna like wait in, like hi, yeah, my name's Marcus.
Hey, I'm Tad. I already said that though. come here. You don't. What are you looking for? What are you doing here? You don't look like you really hang out in swamps much. Those clothes look really nice.
Well, thank you.
Be a shame if someone took them.
Yeah, this thing is butt-ass naked too, just like sitting there.
Yeah, they're pretty nice. So I'm with my friends back here, and then I'm just gonna like signal you guys to come out.
Oh, where are they at?
I peek up and peek back down.
Oh, come here.
Is Marcus up on Ted?
I think Marcus probably, he's probably like, I don't know. So we'll say that they're kind of like their like watering hole thing, like their little swim pool thing. We'll say that that's like the size of like a regular swimming pool. He is on like the other side of like the more solid, like where closer to the edge of like more solid footing. Tad is on a, like a big lily pad right now, just lounge back. And now Marcus, now that you're out like more into the swimming area. Now you can kind of look around. You can see that there's 8 of these things.
So, you know, Pendle popped his head up. Are you guys coming out?
Oh, yeah. I'm out.
All right. He's out. Yeah.
You look pretty smart.
Yeah, thanks.
I bet you play lots of trivia.
Oh, God.
I mean,
I'm Toad never trivia, wearing, that is.
Okay. Toad trivia. Okay. I'm up for a good joke. Let's hear it. Or a good puzzle.
I was going to say, this is not, not do comedy. The other toads have kind of perked up when they mentioned trivia. How many you got over there? How many friends you got?
3.
Mm.
Just 3.
Who's the smartest of you 3?
That would be King Drip.
I guess you 4.
Me.
I asked, yeah. You hear Drip from the background. Me.
You're all majestic, man. You gotta act like, you know, the leader. Okay. Like King. King. So, King, yeah, he's smart. And I just, like, I wait for him to walk up.
This is I.
Oh, hey. Yeah, you do look smart.
Oh, I'm very smart.
You look really smart. So, but what are you doing in the swamp if y'all are so smart? Thought you'd be down in dry land.
I'm a fish.
Mic drop.
That was the closest I've ever come to peeing my pants from laughing.
I mean, it's valid.
Well, yeah, I guess you got me beat. That one's not a fish. And they point back over to Pendle, who just poked their head down.
Not as smart as me.
That's a mechanical fish.
Yeah, look, he's just tagging along. We're all together here. But yes, we're down for a little trivia. I'm intrigued.
What's the wagers? What do y'all usually play for? You play toad trivia, right?
No, but how much different can it be than regular trivia?
If we win, we get to ride them, and they are our pets.
Hang on. We gotta add that as a plus. We're here on a different mission. We need to talk to the leader and get him as part of the alliance first. So we're looking for your leader because we need help. And also we have some small bequests.
Oh yeah, well Pat is the leader right there and points to a frog that's on a different lily pad that's drifting away with currently has his butt towards you.
Excuse me. Pad?
It turns and looks at you. Goes,
rabbit.
I'm the only one that can talk here. I'm just joking. I don't know his name.
So okay, so you're the leader then?
I mean, I wasn't voted in. I'm the only one that can talk, though.
He just showed up here.
I can talk with animals, can't I?
Do it. I'm sure all the frogs are like, we don't know who the fuck this guy is.
Who's this guy?
Showed up here one day barking orders.
They're real bad at toad trivia. I tell you, I win every time, undefeated. I sure would like to have some other competitors for once.
I walked into a new town, and I, as always, have my spurs on.
This is a gathering of 8 fucking frogs.
So wait a minute, this isn't even the town, and we haven't met Dirty Dan yet. So this is just a side frogs, thing
man.
Here.
They're just frogs.
It's okay. The frogs town, man.
It's not a town. It's where they live.
It's a town.
This is just a little swamp. This is like a little tiny watering hole pond.
This is funky.
So
frog
are these
town.
Like? Are these like the equivalent of the town greasers? Like the little local gang of frogs.
You've seen frogs before, but you've never seen. You've heard of lizard folk, but you've never heard of frog folk. But maybe.
All right, so look, we are clearly not on the same page here. We're supposed to be looking for Long Claw Lagoon.
Oh, I know where that is. You're never going to find that. We're looking around going this way. You're going the wrong way.
I mean, we just got into the swamp. We just got here.
Well, yeah, but you made a left when you should have made a right.
Where should we have made the right?
Down. Hold up. Oh,
can you show
almost
me on the
got
map?
Me to spill the secret. Okay, I see what I'm going to use for my leverage in Toad Trivia.
All right, the direction of Long Claw Lagoon.
I'll draw you a map, a real good one, too.
Better than ours? I just like hold it up.
Dang, where'd you get a map that nice?
Yeah, you know, we had somebody just draw it up for us.
It'll be more zoomed in on the swamp and easier for you all to follow, and you'll be able to find Longclaw for sure. But that's only if you can beat my toad trivia.
Okay, and what if we don't?
Then you all gotta get vengeance for me.
Against?
This gosh dang catfish named Lenny. I've been trying to catch this dang catfish a couple ponds over about 3 weekends now. Just weekends, not weekdays, though.
I ain't ever met a Lenny I didn't like.
That's why I called him Lenny. He looks just like a Lenny.
Wait, you're trying to catch him, like, with a fishing pole?
I mean, with your hands, whatever you can. I've been using my feet, my tongue.
Catfish with your hands, man.
Poor Lenny's probably got a family, man. You got to think about his family.
I don't know. I think about killing his family every night of every day of my life. I hate him. And if you lose, y'all got to go get Lenny for me. And if you win, I tell you where Longclaw is.
I think we could pass this. I'm all game.
Why do you hate Lenny, man?
Hey, man. Let bygones be bygones. Okay.
That is not our business.
Okay, so these are the rules. I'm going to give you 5 questions. You got to get 3 of them right.
All right.
Does that sound fair?
We got this.
Go All for right. it.
Give us your best shot.
Question number one. What is a swamp?
A dirty little pond.
It just sounds naughty.
It's just like a wet place. With a place with a lot of water that gets, you know.
It's just like a permanently nasty, filled with water.
All right, I'm hearing a lot of answer. I will just say, whenever you land on the answer you actually want to go with, you do have to say final answer. Because otherwise, right now, I'm hearing a bunch of bullshit.
Which one, boys?
Oh, a swamp is their watery land that never fucking, like, dries up.
Yeah, it's like permanently wet area.
I think it's also green water.
Green? Oh, it could be brown. It could be brown. It could be green.
It's usually green in the comics. All right, man.
You know what? I'm feeling froggy today. I will take all that bundled up as a correct answer.
All right, ding, ding, ding. Told you we got this in the bag.
Good job, guys. Good job.
Question two. Name four animals commonly associated with swamps.
Alligators. Crocodiles.
Snakes.
Frogs.
Skeeters.
Mosquitoes.
Crocodiles. Yeah.
How many did you say?
I don't know.
We just gave five.
What's that fucking rodent that lives in the swamp? Not a muskrat.
I only asked for four. You passed. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Yes.
Question number three. If you get this one right.
Crawl Dennis.
If you get this one right, then I'll draw your map. And Lenny will get to live another day. Okay. What is the role of swamps in carbon sequestration?
What? We have how many more questions after this?
There are two more. If you want to pass.
Moss and all that stuff provides oxygen, maybe? Is that what you mean?
Is that like a photosynthesis thing?
Something to do with carbon.
It's like a fly trap. The swamp's open, it gets some carbon in there, and it just fucking snatches it up. Photosynthesis.
That sounds good. I'm going to go with his answer.
Poorly worded, but alas, I have to take it. Congratulations, you won to O Trivia.
Wait, could we have said anything?
No, I mean, you pretty much got it. It's the plants sucking up all the bad stuff and pooping out the good stuff.
Because, buddy, that was a lot of bullshit that just came out of my mouth.
Some of the words were right, and in the right order, even. I'll take it. You want to do one for fun?
Sure.
Sure.
What's the difference between a swamp and a marsh?
The sound?
The spelling.
Technically.
Gosh dang it, I guess I gotta take that one too.
Technically.
On a technicality, it's really swamps are dominated by woody vegetation while marshes are dominated by non-woody vegetation like grasses.
Cool.
Hey, give me, can I have some paper, please, and a pencil?
We have any of that?
You could write it in blood.
I've never been asked for paper before, man. I don't know if
I have. I mean,
quick, everybody check your character inventory. You've got paper and a pen.
Let's see.
I got a water skin. You can draw it on that.
I have an alchemist supply set.
I got a sword. You can use your blood to write on his water skin.
Why my blood?
Hey, look, can you just draw it on the back of our map? So we can just flip it over and keep it all together?
I got alchemist supplies. I would have to assume there would be a piece of paper in there.
Yeah, Well, I'll draw it on a new piece. There's one.
I mean, that's just more paper to keep track of, but, you know.
Wait, I have a flask of oil. Is it black, like black oil? Use as ink?
I mean. Maybe?
I think so.
Is it black?
Yes, is it is like black clear oil. Like yeah. It's dirty oil. Oil.
It's dirty. It's fine. It'll work.
Do we have a sharp twig?
Oh my God. They draw the best map ever.
I want to see this map. How detailed and perfect it is.
I don't have any copy of the map.
Oh, man.
You thought I had like a big...
Yeah, because you were like earlier, you were like getting the maps all messed up. I thought you had something that you were going to like overlay or something.
But yeah, it is a well enough detailed map that you do think that you would be able to find Longclaw Lagoon pretty easy from it. You guys wouldn't happen to have like an extra sword or spear or anything, would you? So I could get Lenny myself.
Sorry, bud. I'm a one dagger kind of guy.
All right, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool. You guys want to play another round? Are you going to get on your way, or we go swimming? Or you guys want to hang out for a little bit? In a rush?
Yeah, we're kind of in a rush.
I have an iron pot you can have, so you can smash them.
What am I smashing again?
Lenny?
Larry?
Lenny? Lenny the catfish.
I don't know if you can smack a pot underwater.
Yeah, I probably can't.
I have a crossbow if you want that. I don't use it.
Oh, yeah, I'll take a crossbow.
Yeah.
Well, you don't use your crossbow?
I've never used it before.
Why start now? Next episode, you know Barry's going to need that crossbow.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, I don't have a crossbow like I thought I did.
Who thinks they have a crossbow but doesn't have a crossbow?
Yeah, it's
I'm pretty
weird.
Sure I would know if I had a crossbow or not.
I mean, you got me second guessing wanting to give it away now.
I have an extra hand axe you can have.
I cannot give away this crossbow. I had the little like handheld wrist crossbow in my, you know, I've had it for a long time. It's sentimental. I can't get rid of this. So, yeah, sorry about that. I can't give this away.
Would you like this hand axe?
Oh, yeah, I'll take a hand axe.
Yeah, well, what do I get?
The satisfaction of knowing that you helped a neighbor?
Kill a fish.
You know, you got any, like, rations for the day? Some fish sticks or something? Some frog legs?
Help fight
something?
An army of humans?
No. Is the battle going to be right here in this swamp? If so, maybe.
Could be. We never know how far they're going to make it.
Okay. If a human comes here, I'll let you know.
How are you going to let us know? Do you need a sending stone?
Yeah, give Lydia a sending stone.
I'm going to open my jacket with all the sending stones.
Just
my
like
trench coat.
A million little plastic compartments that you can just pull one out of.
Yep.
But yeah, he's like asking you guys to hang out, but obviously I don't know how pressing you guys are down to get to Longclaw.
I mean, listen, we gotta get the Longclaw, but you got our number on the stone. Mm-hmm. So you can just, you know, give us a call here in a little bit. And we'll see what's going on.
Yeah, if you guys ever have any like swamp questions, just bring. You know who's trivia champion?
What's his name again?
Tad.
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 Tad. Tad. Well, all right, Tad. Thanks for everything.
Yeah, thank you for the really fun hour.
All right, let's see. Let's look at this map. Which way do we have to go on the map?
Yeah, I think you guys do have to, like, it has like a little path that you follow, and you can kind of see where you think that you came in And then you can kind of see how you branched off to the side. You're able to get there in probably 30 more minutes of walking. What? Can somebody help me think of what this town actually looks like?
When I think of Longclaw Lagoon, I think of the shitty little boathouses that are made out of, like, planks of wood built onto the decks.
Covered in slime.
And they're covered in, like, just fucking grass thatch roofs and whatever they could muster up to build this little shack town.
Big slime balls everywhere.
Like a little shanty.
Wait, what's the slime balls?
I don't know. Just swamp things.
Swamp things. I don't think I've ever seen slime balls at the swamp.
You know what I'm saying?
like algae?
Like tadpole stuff.
Tadpole stuff.
You know, like those jelly balls?
Oh, like eggs?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
So they're just a bunch of tadpoles.
Caviar?
Yeah.
I picture Princess and the Frog going down like the bayou.
Yeah, whatever. That's what I was looking for, like a bayou town.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
And there's one random
but there human has
old lady that's like talking with all these lizards and people.
Yeah, and there has to be like a casino boat there where someone's running like a shady little operation. Like, yeah, dirty like dance. Like,
we might never get to see it, but you guys all now know it's happening in there. The background. That's the B plot.
Yeah, it's there. It's there.
Master Adam DeWeese. Thank you all so much for checking out this episode of Halfway to Heroes. Special thank you to all of our current patrons. Again, those are Tiana H, Hot Ketchup, Lawful Stupid Podcast, Bradley M, Charles B, Ken H, Kevin R, Zoltar's Bizarre, Caster, Claus, Danny T, Dylan S, Felix L, Jurundu, Justin C, Kelly W, Michael V, Patrick C, Sonny S, Tanya S, and the Immortal Monk. Thank you all so much. I believe our newest patron goes out to Kelly W. Thank you so much, Kelly, for signing up for our Patreon page. If you want to support this show and all the other shows on the Majestic Goose Network, you can head over to patreon.com/Majestic Goose. Sign up for as low as $1 a month there to help support all of our shows. You can also join our Discord, bit.ly/halfwaytodiscord. Just follow us on all social media. Pretty much come follow us wherever you can, hang out wherever you can. We're in that Discord all the time, hanging out and chatting. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Majestic Goose Network. We've got a lot of really cool streaming shows over there, like Meme of the Month. It's always a fantastic time. I myself stream video games with my wife a few times a week over on twitch.tv/these_DeWeese. So come hang out there if you want to watch me and my wife get killed a bunch in Dead by Daylight and some other games. Oh, big one. If you haven't yet left us a 5-star rating review, please do that. We are like, I think the last I checked, it was like 120-ish or near 120. And again, when we reach that 200 milestone, that's going to be when Campaign 2 Tattoo has to happen. So I'll have to start thinking about that here soon. But yeah, if you haven't left us one, please do. Those help us out a ton. Sorry we're week late. I think we're going to stick on this weekly schedule. So the next episode drop is going to be in 2 weeks from now, even though the last one was 3 weeks ago. I didn't want to wait a whole month to drop just one episode again, and we recorded this one late into the episode drop, so I didn't make it in time for the last drop, but I'm hoping to stick on this one. Really trying to get back to the strict 2-week schedule, so thank you all for bearing with me, and just thank you all for listening to the show. It means so much that you all are enjoying us five hanging out and goofing off. It means a lot to us, and yeah, we'll see you all in 2 weeks. Bye, buddy.
It was the beer commercial,
it was
wasn't
three
it?
Buds hanging out on a little.
Man, last time I saw a commercial was like when I was 4.
It's like an old Super Bowl commercial.
I hate you guys.
No, you don't. This is fun.
Can frogs have strokes?
They have croaks, man.
Do you guys remember Beyblades?
I do remember Beyblades. Do you remember the fucking game Crossfire?
Yeah. You'll get caught up in the
Crossfire. That game was awesome. That game was awesome. I love that game.
Me too.
Never heard of it.
You shoot the little metal balls out of the little guns.
Yep.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's like Chuck E. Cheese? The big metal balls?
No.
No, these are like, they're like little mini metal balls, but like you each have like this little gun.
No. You're shooting
at each other.
We need the cannons from Chuck E. Cheese that shot the cannonballs at the little fuzzy faces. Remember that?
Oh my God, those things are cool.
Yes! How did they allow that?
Dude, it's like a potato gun.
Fucking cannon!
I want to find one and put it in my basement.
Like even did like a...
Yeah, you could even you could hear it charging up.
Ah, those things were the shit, dude.
What was the noise like?
Anyway.
Remember, it always made like a little... Did it smoke too, kind of? Like, like a little...
I swear, it couldn't have smoked.
Not There's smoke no like that, but it had like... Maybe compressed
it was
CO2, air, you know what I mean?
Like compressed CO2 or something.
I think it was an air compressor.
Raw gunpowder.
Bam!
I think it was an air compressor, because when you turn the machine on, you put your quarters in, right? It turned the air pump on. It was like...
Yeah, my Chuck E. Cheese let us shoot off mortars.
Ain't no more fucking clowns around here.
Guys, okay.
Anyways, where are we at?
I don't even know where to cut that out. Sure. Take it. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I played a game like that one time somewhere, but you like, it was a face and you knocked out the teeth and it had one of those things, but it was like a giant face.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was just like that. But I don't remember where.
That's Family Fun Center, I think they had that. Maybe.
Oh, my God. I missed that fucking place.
Dude, y'all got a better memory than me.
Anyway. You don't remember Family Fun Center, dude?
I remember Family Fun Center. I don't remember what the fuck they had in it. I don't get stuck in a tube.
Do you remember the motorcycle go karts, game? Dude. Where you got on the little motorcycle and you'd actually like fucking lean and everything.
I remember getting so scared inside one of the tubes, my dad had to come retrieve me. And I never went back.
You're just petrified of the place after that?
Fuck that place.
You didn't have to go in the tube again. You never had to go back in that tube.
Avoid the tube, dude.
Nobody was going to talking about
the big giant house in the back.
Yeah.
The
rope house. Oh, my God.
You had to pay tickets to go in that piece of shit.
Yeah, guys. I know you did, but it was still cool.
Why did they get rid of that place?
Probably because it's so fucking expensive. They sold it and it became like a workplace training development center.
No, it became Club Extreme.
Oh my God, I guys, forgot about
it. It was really? Family Fun Center, but they just had more
they
black
made it
lights.
A club for 16-year-olds.
Oh, wow.
Guys, do you remember we would win so many tickets and get like a whole box of Airheads every weekend?
Every weekend. My Friday night. Anyway. A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk.